InStar 2012.
There are so many powerful, badass, magical people.
Beloved ground crew, and how are you? Here for a very short message for the star seeds.
We are meant to start connecting. We are literally spread all over the globe.
Never received a satisfactory answer to the question, how do you account for the metamorphosis of insects, where, like in the case of butterflies, hundreds, if not thousands, of genes.
This is like the last effort of a particular phase of civilization.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of genes have to be coordinated perfectly.
So look inside a caterpillar that's growing.
And a caterpillar represents, let's say, 7 billion cells living under the same skin. Each cell is a citizen.
And guess what? They're like people
thousands
like us. They're working.
Of genes have to be coordinated perfectly to take a caterpillar, dissolve all its body tissue, and have it completely reconstruct itself as another kind of organism. Trying to imagine an evolutionary scenario of gradual
cells. In among them are other cells genetically identical to them. No different. But they think differently. They respond to the signals differently.
I often use the metaphor of the caterpillar becoming the butterfly. Because the caterpillar...
For us to gather in this way and be prepared for this coming time.
13.
And if we are all here together, then that means that there is a purpose for us and there is a memory of us doing this together.
InStar 2012.
This is evolution. It's not always going to be super easy. It's going to be challenging. Ask the caterpillar. It cannot be comfortable going from that cute little chunky thing and then it goes into a cocoon and then busts out as a butterfly. That cannot be comfortable, friends. So, of course, we're going to have challenges. We're evolving. Going through metamorphosis, of course we're going to feel it.
A butterfly, because a caterpillar crunches its way through the ecosystem. It's very destructive. It eats 300 times its weight in a day until it's so bloated that it hangs itself up and goes to sleep. And its skin turns into a hardened chrysalis. And then in its body, you get these imaginal cells.
These cells have the interesting name called imaginal cells. And these imaginal cells come up with new visions. And what happens is, in the midst of all this chaos, when all the other cells are running around thinking the end of the world is coming, the new imaginal cells are laying out new ideas, new visions, a new plan, a new scheme, a new way of life. And around these ideas...
It's just like in a caterpillar's body when the imaginal cells come online. It's just a signal from the universe, from the source, and those imaginal cells start to wake up just like us.
There are so many powerful, badass, magical people. We are meant to start connecting.
InStar 2012.
Kind of like a champ.